Armageddon of the Ants. She watched, a finger pointing left then right, her toes avoiding planks of deck disputed.
"Look there and there! I've never seen so big, have you? Have you ever seen the like?"
Below the porch door sill, "Armageddon, an Armageddon of ants," she'd called me out to see. They galloped, reared, and pawed at one another. Black-pearled Achilles stung bold Hector. Paris, scooting up a wall, had Ajax on his thorax. Curled and writhing, Patrocles cursed blue heaven and its gods. But we, bemused, heard nothing of an ant scream, and could not, would not know it if we did. No Homer sang, unless it was the chickadee.
Where do they come from? What do they want? Our deck? For what? No food's out here. I sweep it every day.
Look, there's two at war, and another joins the fray. And they say we're the only ones do that. Not fair, I say, not fair. Shall we squish them all or spray? Let them be. Let be. They seem to keep themselves in check, and we, well, let's coat the sill and set the traps, so cowards or deserters won't seek higher, safer ground on which they shouldn't be, but stay to sting it out with fleet Achilles, sly Odysseus, and the rest of these on gray-green planks of Ilium in Vermont. Next day I stepped beyond the tight black knots of corpses on the wood. Yet one or two, bewildered, scurried among the fallen, counting casualties, no doubt, or testing with a tentacle for life, a pulse, a breath. Who had won the deck all right, but then we who'd built it always knew decks belonged to ants. Why did it matter which? Except to them, of course. Except to them.